I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News. Thank you very much, Yang. Hey, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy Sports Network news update. It was a huge payday for CJ today. CJ McCollum cashing in big time as the Portland Trailblazers have agreed on a 3-year, $1 million extension with a talented guard. McCollum is still going to be owed $57 million over the next two seasons before the extension begins in 2021-22. The 27-year-old developed into one of the NBA's most reliable scorers, and he and Damian Lillard helped Portland reach its first Western Conference Finals appearance since the year 2000. He averaged 21 points, 4 boards, and 3 assists across 70 games and amped up production come playoff time, averaging 24.7 points in 16 games. One live baseball game on the go. San Diego leads Baltimore 4-3 now. The O's were down 4-0. They just scored 3, bottom of the 4th. Machado's hit home run number 26. Tatis, home run number 18. Both solo shots. And it's the second game in a row Tatis has led off the game with home runs. So back-to-back leadoff home runs yesterday and today. In the NFL, the Bengals not getting good news today where star receiver A.J. Green is concerned. The Bengals receiver is going to miss several weeks, and his status for week one is cloudy. And they play Seattle week one. That's up in the air. We're not sure if he's going to play. It doesn't look that good. So minor surgery would be required. He basically is going to be having a minor procedure to clean out his ankle today. He reportedly suffered torn ligaments in Saturday's practice and left the facility in crutches. In Greaves' absence, the Bengals will now have to rely on Tyler Boyd, John Ross, Cody Core, and Alex Arison as the receiving core. And after the injury, the line opened up at Seattle -7.5, and now it sits at Seattle -10. Atlanta wideout Julio Jones says he's not going to be playing any preseason games for the Falcons. Jones is still seeking a contract extension on his current deal with the team, which runs until 2020. That would make him the NFL's highest paid receiver. Jones is confident a deal will get done prior to the regular season. He led the NFL with 1,677 yards last year. Tyreek Hill expected to be fine after limping off the field with a bruised quad at Kansas City Chiefs practice today. It appears the star receiver won't miss any time. He was hit by corner Bashaud Breeland and had his leg examined and then was placed in a cart and done for the day. Colts quarterback Andrew Luck missed practice today after suffering a setback with his calf injury. According to head coach Frank Reich, Luck's going to miss at least 2 days of practice, and the 29-year-old has been ruled out of Indy's preseason opener versus the Buffalo Bills on August 8th. As Trent Williams continues to hold out for the Washington Redskins, the Skins are going to sign veteran tackle Donald Penn to a 1-year deal on Wednesday, sources telling the NFL Network. In the hockey news, the Minnesota Wild have fired GM Paul Fenton after just one season on the job. Under Fenton, Minnesota missed the postseason for the first time since 2011 and 2012. Prior to being hired by the Wild, Fenton worked in the Nashville Predators organization for 20 years, 12 of which were spent as David Poyle's assistant general manager. The Wild now intend on speaking to Ron Hextall about their vacant GM position. The Ottawa Senators have traded goaltender Mike Condon and a 6th-round draft pick to the Tampa Bay Lightning for veteran forward Ryan Callahan and a 2nd-round pick. Callahan was diagnosed with a disc disease of the lumbar spine. Doctors said he shouldn't play hockey anymore, but he has 1 year left on his deal, which carries a cap hit of $5.8 million. 4-time Stanley Cup winner Chris Kunitz, he announced his retirement from the game today, but he has joined the Chicago Blackhawks coaching staff. In baseball, reports indicate the San Francisco Giants and Houston Astros still discussing a possible trade for ace Madison Bumgarner, according to Tim Brown of Yahoo Sports. Houston has also been mentioned in talks for right-hander Zach Wheeler of the Mets and lefty Matt Boyd of the Detroit Tigers. A couple minor moves as well today, guys. The Toronto Blue Jays have traded right-handed reliever David Phelps to the Chicago Cubs in exchange for cash and a minor leaguer. And the Philadelphia Phillies, they've signed veteran relief pitcher Blake Parker, formerly of the Minnesota Twins. We got 14 games in the MLB tonight, 3 at 7:05. Arizona and the Yankees, pinstripe -225, 11.5, Clark and half. Atlanta -115 at Washington, 10.5, Teron and Feedy. San Francisco at Philly, Phil's a $1.30, 10.5, Feedy versus Smiley, 4 at 7:10. Houston -135 at Cleveland. Great battle, Verlander versus Bieber, total 9. Boston and Tampa Bay, Red Sox -145, 9.5, Morton Price. Pittsburgh and Cincy, Reds, 45-cent favorites, 9.5, Musgrove and Rourke. Mini taking on Miami, Mini -145, Odorizzi and Gallon, 8:05. Seattle at Texas, Rangers a $1.30, 11.5, Leak and Heredo. 8:10 action, Mets -150 at the White Sox, Syndergaard and Lopez, total 9. Two more at 8:15, Chicago. Cubs -125 at the Cards, 8.5, Darvish and Wainwright. Toronto and KC, Pick'em, it's a 10 spot. Reed Foley versus Montgomery, and we have 8:40 action. Dodgers -160 at Colorado, 14.5, Urias versus Freeland, and a 10.07. Detroit at the Angels, minus 275, 9.5 for Hagen versus Canning. And Milwaukee takes on Oakland, minus 25 cents, 9, Hauser versus Bassett. I'm Cam Stewart, everybody. Gabe Morenci hosts Red Heat and Rage Radio. We got Mike Blewett, big man on campus, and a whole lot more. So stick around. Red Heat and Rage Radio, hour one, coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decision. Red Heat and Rage on radio has begun live from the FanDuel Sportsbook at Meadowlands Racetrack. I am Morenci. We'll be with you until about 7 o'clock Eastern here this evening. And then, of course, in-game live at 8 o'clock tonight. Countdown is on now, less than 24 hours away from the Major League Baseball no-trade deadline, because seems like other than the New York Mets, nobody really wants to do anything. 23 hours away from the trade deadline, although we do have a slate of baseball games on tap here this evening. And Noah Syndergaard is actually scheduled to pitch tonight. Now, we've got three WNBA games, and I came across some pretty interesting WNBA stats and ATS trends that maybe the raging redhead Cam Stewart will be intrigued by. What's going on, Cam?
I'm intrigued by anything, Gabe. I'm doing okay. Can't lie to you. A little bit upset about our under that lost by a half run last night. It was ridiculous. But, hey, man, you know, we're getting used to it. We're kind of like the boxer. I feel like we're Jerry Cooney. We just keep on getting hit. Hit a parlay with the Reds and Padres. But I guess the Angels met Satan last night, and they changed religions. Anyway, that was pathetic.
It seems like our paired parlays, they just don't work. The native parlay, the holy parlay, the public parlay. The Angels blow. Like, they really do. I'm sick and tired of hearing about Mike Trout, too. Dude, if you're so good, like, win a damn game. Get your team into the playoffs. People say, oh, Mike Trout should be more popular. Yeah, maybe if you ever got in the playoffs, bro. You know, you're a couple of games back. I get it. He does a lot. But, yeah, they're a frustrating team. And man, we called it, Cam, during that game last night. I had a feeling. I pretty much word for word and inning for inning, I called it. I should have been betting it along the way. When it got down to 5.5 last night, I said, oh, yeah, this game's going to go over. It's worth the old middle job. And I said, Cam, you know how this goes. 1-1, 3-1, 3-3. Next thing you know, we're sweating it out. And, of course, right, the Jays have to add on three runs. Of course, not two, not one, but, of course, three.
Yeah. Casey brings in a side armor, Gabe, and hit. I'm like, oh, okay. And then just our luck, the one extra run to get in. I'm like, yeah, this is great. Sack fly. Yeah, make it 10. But anyway, you know, we don't live in the past. As you say, that's your saying. We'll find something to do tonight. But, you know, very frustrating. Some good, some bad. I just want to have one of those nights, Gabe. But I'll tell you, the Dodgers, too. Maeda is horrible. They got to do something with that guy. You look at their rotation and him. He might not be seeing any action. He's going to get mop-up duty because he can't pitch.
No, he will not be pitching very much in the postseason, at least when it gets real. All right, Mike Blewett's going to join us, big man on campus. I've actually got a story that enrages me. But, hey, it's pretty much par for the course. It is what it is. Cam will feel my pain. He'll know the frustration of getting screwed epically over. Game time decisions continue.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, Game Time Division, Red Heat Rage on radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Sounds like Metal Matt is in the pit right now, because this is definitely not something Yang Yang came up with.
Baby, I've been doing this so long enough, man. I know what kind of puts a, you know what I mean, put a smile on your face there, buddy. This is not Matt's playlist, man. I'm sorry. I can't let him take credit for this one, buddy.
All right. I stand corrected. I don't know. I see you. You show me videos. You show me videos of your granddaughter and baby pictures every day. You're getting soft.
I got grandpa duties at night, you know? Got diaper changing, bottles to be fed.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, boy.
I come in late, you know?
Babies are expensive. Thank God we got no kids, Gabe. Winning bets are hard enough. I'll tell you, I say fast talking Mike's kid. I bring him a box of Pampers for like $50. I'm like, I could have put a couple parlays together here. What the hell's going on? I'm like, wow, everyone's getting these kids formula and this and that. I'm like, wow, man, I'm adding it up. 100 here, 100. I'm like, wow, this kid, man, he's sucking up a lot of cash.
Hey, not for nothing, right? The other day, my son was like, hey, Dad, can you get some formula? So I go over to the spot, right? I go to Target and stuff. You're thinking the price is a little cheaper. It was like $40, man, for like one can of formula, man.
It's a scam.
I thought the same thing. I was like, damn, man, I could have put this on a parlay.
The baby business is a big diaper scam.
You think this is a couple of parlays right here?
No, it's crazy, Gabe. I went in there because we had to go for Mike's party. It's like, you got to bring a gift, right? I'm thinking, I used to bring him like a bottle of wine and booze and stuff, but now he's got a kid. I got the kid a puzzle and like Pampers and stuff. I'm like ringing up the bill. It's like $80. I'm like, God, I won't be seeing this guy too often.
So, you know, it's like the Price is Right. I remember like years ago, Cam, when George Bush Senior was running for president. Somebody caught him off guard and did the old like everyday question and said, "Mr. Bush, how much is a liter of milk at the grocery store?" Because he's like, "I understand people have a hard time," and $6. Wow. Like, yeah, he didn't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I went on the Price is Right, Cam, and Yang for like baby formula and diapers, like, I got to be honest. I've never bought diapers once in my life before. Like, I've never gone even to the store for anybody. Like, I've never bought diapers. I don't know how much they are. I would assume, I don't know, $14 or something.
Well, you'd be pretty good, Gabe, if they had rolling papers, a liter of Coke, a couple other things. You just, you know, it's kind of like when Cliff Clavin went on Jeopardy. Topics are U.S. mail.
Mugs. Oh, yeah.
You know, beer. I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing. You know, rolling papers, strains. You know,
yeah, I need to go on Jeopardy. Topic.
Beers.
AFC East football.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, AFC East, let's go.
Hey, man. What's your story, Brian? Yeah, well, I don't want to get you in a good mood, Brian. Right, I don't want to get you upset.
I was upset. I was raging, man. Like really raging. That's why Yang's bringing his A game. He knows. He saw me earlier today.
He knows. Got to be quick.
Yeah, I ain't trying to get an email with all caps on. Like, what's going on, buddy? Get your head in the game.
All caps.
So, of course, a couple of weeks ago, my card got hacked. And somebody in France or whatever. Somebody tried to buy a bunch of crap in France, so they shut my card down. So I don't have, like, I can't pay bills. I can't handle stuff. I'm living in a cash world only. I'm having a hard time. Like, I'm cardless, essentially, all right? But I didn't have time, Cam, to go out to Union City to pay the internet and cable bill, all right? Normally, I have time to do it, but we're here. I can't be everywhere at once. So I come up with the brilliant idea, and you know the drill. I bought a prepaid credit card for $250.
Yeah.
$250.
Yeah. I know which one.
I asked the girl four times. You activated it, huh? Sure, it's activated. Yes, sir. So I just want to be clear. You activated the card, right? Yes, sir. She getting mad. I said, so it's going to work right now because you activated. She's like, yes. Of course, Cam, it gets rejected.
Unbelievable.
Of course, I go on the website. It says the card's never been activated. And,
Brutal.
But on the bill, it does say it's activated. It was not the girl, and it was not CVS. It's this prepaid Visa bullshit piece of crap.
Oh,
garbage card that always screws us. And so lo and behold, I call Visa, and I'm like, listen, I got a $250 card here. It's been activated. I have a bill that says active. They're like, well, sir, and you know, you're going to have to take a picture, scan your ID. You're going to have to wait three to five business days. Then they're like, or you can go back to the store. I go back to the store, and they're like, no, it's activated. Look at our computer. The guy's actually nice about it. Then it gets into CVS saying, well, it's not our fault. You know, we activated it. Visa's saying they never activated it. So in other words, I'm in the middle without my $250.
Yeah, it happened to me on a $250 card too, Gabe.
It's unbelievable.
What kind of racket
are they running?
It's robbery, and I'm going to tell you something. Here's my theory on this, and I want you to I watch a lot of American Greed and shows about guys who are like fraudsters, and right now in the technology era, they have those digits on those cards. I firmly believe they've been hacked, and a lot of these things are void cards. I think they're counterfeit. And
I think you're right.
I went to Shoppers Drug Mart and did a $250 one. It didn't work. So I go, what do you want me to do? I snapped, Gabe. It was like my last $250. I'm like, so I'm just might as well take a bill and let $250 on fire. They go, it's not my fault, sir. I go to Visa. They go, you can't prove it. So I basically pissed away with $250. I never get a card again. But it's interesting. I went back there because I wanted to go to Mr. Green. And PaySafe was down again. I'm like, what the hell is going on with you guys? I can't get a card. I can't get PaySafe. They're like, sir, it's a problem. I go, so what happens? You know, my golfer wins this weekend. Call him Morikawa. I take the guy every week. I got no money. I watch him win. I got nothing on it. I snap. So it's the same thing, Renzi. And then I went back to Shoppers Drug Mart. And know what they say? We're not dealing with prepaid Visas and MasterCards anymore. Too many of them are fake. Like, they've had too many complaints. They're gone. They won't even sell them anymore. There's counterfeit ones, buddy. I feel for you.
That's a great call, Cap.
I spent $400 on them, and I'm telling you, they've been hacked.
Because I know, I remember it. It happened to me once here before. I went out and
twice.
I bought a card, tried to get a bet in on my bookie when we had the promo. I couldn't do it. I thought it was my bookie or whatever. Turned out it was the card. Same crap. Now again, and the same bullshit used to happen in Toronto. I used to go to Shoppers Drug Mart, and it was like random. And like you said, dude, you know, you're spending your last $500 on some cards to get some bets in, and you can get your money back in if you save. The cardboard that the card was in.
That's the thing. I didn't.
Who does that? Yeah, who saves the cardboard?
I did.
By chance, because it happened so fast. I still have it. So I got to take a picture of everything and then hope that my claim goes through. And it's not going to help that I told them to go F themselves pretty hard on the phone.
I don't blame you, though.
I lost it. Like,
they look at us like we're making the mistake. I go out with my money to buy a Visa prepaid to do, you know, go to the sports book, go to Red Lobster, whatever. And the thing doesn't work. Gabe, it doesn't happen once. It's happened multiple times. And another buddy it happened to as well. And know what it happens on? The bigger ones. The 250s, more than the 25s, 50s, and 100s.
And you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Because they're not making faulty cards. But what's going on, you're right. They're getting hacked into.
Yep.
They're getting hacked into before they're even activated type of deal. So then the company voids them, and they don't want to admit that they're that vulnerable.
Yep.
Because, look, when my card got hacked a couple of weeks ago, my real card, I said, well, how did this happen? I said, well, what do you mean? They're like, somebody tried to buy $478 two times in a row in France last night. And I said, well, obviously I'm not in France, so whatever. And they said, no. And then the girl admitted on the phone. I said, so what's going on? She said, well, to be honest with you, there's computers now and algorithms. And she goes, they just randomly do every combination, and sometimes they get it right.
Yep.
And that's exactly what's happening with these prepaid. They're getting the algorithm.
It's scary
world
we live in. Gabe, I'm telling you, I feel for you because
Capital
cash is the only way to go.
Capital One
got hacked.
100 million people. 100 million people.
Yeah, I told them. Their stock went down huge.
All your information. Yeah. They can't protect anything nowadays.
No, they can't.
But the thing is, you want to live in a cash world, they don't take your cash anywhere.
Exactly. You're screwed either way.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
NFL season is now upon us. You can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, setting their lineups using DailyRoto.com's DFS lineup optimizer, or become one of the countless number of people who won thousands playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. If you're playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Head over and check out the tools for NFL, MLB, PGA, NBA, NHL, and sports wagering too, and get access with them with the Daily Roto Elite Package. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. You'll get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and the same use of the Daily Roto optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. That's DailyRoto.com, promo code ACTION, DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Speaking of which, I think I'm going to be sick. Drake and LeBron James announced Canadian media partnership. Oh, God. Better start sucking up to Drake. And LeBron are joining forces to reshape the sports media landscape in Canada, partnering with Scott Moore, who's a big fan of me and Cam, not.
Yeah.
So.
Guy. Really?
So.
Really?
I think it's.
Wow.
Yeah. But whatever. It's for athletes. So it's basically.
It's nothing to do with that. Exactly.
No. It's basically athletes get to do their own content and whatever. Good. They're going to blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Screw off Drake and LeBron. Stay to Canada, LeBron.
I agree.
You already tried to poach. You see, yesterday, Mike Blewett joins us. See, the LA Clippers are talking about changing their name.
Yeah.
They probably should, too. The Clippers is a crappy name. Let's be real. What is a Clipper?
Yeah.
I'll ask you first, Cam.
A Clipper is, it could be two things, Gabe. A Clipper is either a type of storm, and a Clipper is also a ship. I'm almost positive, but I think it's a storm. Am I right, Blue?
My guess would have been the ship. Columbus Clippers, Yankee, longtime farm team, San Diego Clippers. It's a coastal town. I'm going to go with the ship on this one.
Ding, ding, ding. You're both correct.
Hey.
You are both correct. They were the San Diego Clippers, as Mike alluded. And when they moved to Los Angeles, they just never changed the name.
Yep.
Exactly. Like, shouldn't they just, like, the Pelicans be the Jazz, the New Orleans Jazz?
Yeah,
if our little lives,
Jazz got to change first. Then let's work on the Clippers.
That's the worst. Jazz. There's no Jazz. Utah.
There's not even. There's not one black person.
New Orleans
Utah, there's not one trumpet in entire Salt Lake City.
Exactly.
There's not one horn. There's like, you know what I mean. You can't buy a horn there.
When I think Jazz, I really think of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, Mormon country. Alcohol's not even allowed. Jazz clubs.
Right.
If you think about it, though, there's quite a few of these, like, oxymorons in the sense that, but, like, the Utah Jazz
is really stupid.
They
proactively changed the Hornets, the Bobcats, back to the Hornets.
Yeah.
And let the New Orleans Pelicans pick their name. So why wouldn't they just keep doing this to fix it?
The Pelicans is a horrible name, too.
Yeah, it's a state bird of Louisiana. It makes sense. At least it's different, too.
I got no problem with
state bird. I did
He's
not
a fun
know
bird.
That.
Yeah.
Pelicans are cool. They don't chew. They just swallow. You know, just grab the fish and throw
That's
it down.
Why you like them.
Yeah, it's kind of like Homer Simpson said. Kind of like he's more like, is he a pig? No, more like a duck.
Yeah, they said, it's the best.
Pelicans fly.
He
doesn't chew.
Look at him. He eats like a pig. actually, he eats more like a duck.
Pigs tend to chew.
Ducks, yeah, he goes, pigs tend to chew. Right. Yeah, he just sort of swallows.
Yeah, I'm more like a duck. I don't chew.
All right, so, you know, the Utah, like, I think if the Clippers do this, It should be everybody's allowed to rebrand. You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
Like if you have regrets about your name, now's the time, everybody. It's one of these. You put your hand up.
Hell,
who? Yeah,
Gabe. We don't know where the players are going to play from year to year. Let's just keep changing the names.
Exactly. You know what's crazy? The Toronto Raptors. There was a little bit of a push from inside the organization to drop the Raptor name a couple of years ago.
What?
They were like
the Drake.
They were going to go to
the Toronto Drake.
Well, you don't understand, Mike. When they first came out with the name, originally, it was done by a vote. I voted for Toronto Towers, but it didn't listen to that one.
You voted for the Toronto Towers?
I like Toronto Towers. TT, it sounded good. CN Tower.
That's terrible.
It's awful.
Take the Toronto.
That's worse than the Jets.
The Towers.
What, because there's a CN Tower?
Yeah, I thought Towers was pretty cool. I'm an idiot. That was years ago. That was 25 years ago.
Well, but the Huskies, that's what they're originally called.
The Huskies are the original
team.
Exactly.
Yeah, the first ever NBA, the Toronto Huskies.
But I think of Huskies, I think of the Washington Huskies, right? Don't you?
And another thing is, thing is, I lived in Toronto for 12 years. I never seen a Husky on the street once there. There ain't no Huskies in Toronto.
No, there's rich dogs, poodles.
So what would you change it to now?
I wouldn't change it. I think the Raptors is
Raptors
a great.
Raptors is good. I like it too. It's fine.
The Raptors is perfect.
And now they won a championship. You can't change it. It's like it has to stay now. Right?
No, it's another one. Look, the Lakers were in Minneapolis.
That's another thing.
There's no lakes in Los Angeles.
Lakers? No, I'm with
They're
you.
Not the Lakers.
In Minnesota.
Yeah, but you can't change that one now.
Yeah.
No,
that's
no.
a blue chip game now.
Yeah, you can't. You can't be. Can't be changing. Who other? What do you think of?
Can't change yourself.
What do you think of the Nets? You like that? Like basketball Nets?
I don't mind it. It's a net.
Well, it makes sense.
Fine. The Brooklyn Nets. It's fine. What are you going to do? What else are you going to call them? You got something?
Like, it's great. It doesn't have a rich history, but it makes sense. It's probably the most logical name in the entire league. The Celtics
Clippers,
can't change.
No, I get it. Phoenix Suns is good.
Yeah, it's hot there.
Dallas Mavericks. I got no problem with the Mavericks.
Like it.
Oh, it's good. Very good name. The
Pelicans.
Rockets.
State,
makes sense.
State.
Rockets are in NASA country, so that makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Memphis Grizzlies.
That's another thing. There's no Grizzly Bears in
Memphis.
Right.
Should be called, that was Vancouver.
It's called like the old USFL team, the Memphis Showboats or something fun. Showboats.
You notice,
trademark that.
Grizzlies are horrible. Cam's names are very like arena football, AHL hockey-ish. Like he goes right for the.
You're right. Bad taste.
Yeah.
No, but come
no,
on.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I think of Memphis.
There's not
I'm thinking like, I know. The Memphis.
Come on. What about the Blues?
To do with, like,
yeah,
the Blues.
Sounds.
The Memphis
yeah,
Blues.
Like, yeah, I was thinking that too. Memphis Blues isn't bad. That's pretty good, Mike.
St. Louis Blues
is good. A lot of blues and like there is blues, Route 66 and stuff. A lot of blues clubs in St. Louis. Sacramento Kings.
So they'd have to be copying a name.
Yeah, I don't like Sacramento Kings. Man, they could do better, but it's all right, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty generic, huh?
Yeah.
San Antonio Spurs. That's a good name. That's like the Colts. The Spurs.
I like the Spurs. That's a great name.
Oklahoma City Thunder, I got no problem with.
T-Wolves, I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in on T-Wolves.
Yeah, T-Wolves, there's Timberwolves in Minnesota. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so basically,
Bucks.
Hey, the Trailblazers is good. Good name.
Like Nuggets?
No problem.
I don't like Nuggets. No problem
Golden State
Nuggets.
Warriors? I got no problem.
That's kind of, it's okay.
Yeah, essentially, the Clippers and the Utah Jazz should change their name in the West. The Knicks should change their name to... Lonely,
anything else. Just change everything.
It's like I don't know if you guys remember the color rush stuff in the NFL. Remember the night the Bills played the Jets and red.
Oh yeah, Christmas game. That was horrible.
The colorblind people couldn't tell. Like everyone looked the same. Yeah, it was like a candy cane game. But
my son's colorblind, I know he would have had a very difficult time of that.
That's crazy. The things we take for granted.
He can't tell the difference between like shades of green or green and brown. It sort of all looks the same to him. So the Jets would have looked like they were part of the field, which would have been impossible for him to track.
That's crazy.
But people were complaining that the Bills were in red and stuff. And, like, Bill fans didn't like it. And I was like, you know, oh, yeah, because our blue jerseys have worked great for the last 20 years. Like, really? Like, we should burn everything and start over. Like, wear pink at this point. Like, you know, there's a lot of crappy names. The name the Bills?
Yeah. I don't like – the thing is, yes, I don't like – because when I – what? But I know a Bill is a Buffalo, but when I think of Bills, it makes me angry.
Like, yeah, funny.
Not a check in the mail. Bills. They're Bills.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, well, it's
you
pretty
know, like,
fitting
when I hear
because,
Bills,
yeah,
I hear
a
fan
of the
negative connotation.
Negative connotation,
yeah.
Which makes sense. Like Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks is a good name for the deer.
Oh, the Eastern ones
I think
are
Raptors
good.
Is
Pistons
unique.
Good.
Pistons is 76ers,
awesome.
No problem. Celtics, classic. Indiana Pacers, good name, Pacers.
Yeah,
Cleveland yeah. Cavaliers, yep. Brooklyn Nets, yep. Pistons, great name for Detroit.
Great name, yeah.
Detroit Pistons. Charlotte Hornets sucks. Like, what's up with the Hornets? Why, there are a lot of Hornets there
Magic's,
or something? What's up with that?
Magic's good because of Disney World. I like that. Yeah, I don't either. Hornets, meh.
You know what sucks? The Charlotte. Washington Wizards.
Well, it was the Bullets.
The Wizards sucks.
Like, you can't roll with bullets.
Let me ask. So are less people getting like shot bullets. In Washington because they changed their name? Like are we this stupid
I'm
now?
I'm with you. What's wrong with the Bullets?
They can't fast as a bullet.
Because it's already hockey, right?
So what, yeah, if there was speed, if there was Superman now, he's not faster than a speeding bullet? Because, oh, no, he's faster than a speeding wizard. Come on, man. What kind of world are we living in, Mike?
Yeah, Washington Wizards is not cool. Like
it's like Oklahoma and Texas. It used to be the Red River Shootout. Now, oh, it's the Red River Rivalry. Yeah, the Red River Rivalry. Blow me. The Red River Shootout. Yeah, the name Wizard sucks. They should go back to the Bullets.
What about the Supersonics?
We're good with Orlando Magic, right?
I love the Supersonics. Seattle
Supersonics.
Supersonics,
one of the best names of all time.
Yeah, they're the Supersonics, man. Come on now.
They got screwed in Seattle.
Game.
Never should have lost their
team. Yeah, they did.
You think? Bring the team back.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Talk Major League Baseball trades or lack of trades. And what could be done to shake things up. And more. Game time decisions. Ready? Radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Well, Yang, if you're going to take credit for the hardcore good music on the playlist, is this you too?
Nah, Matt put this one up on there.
Matt put this one up.
Nothing is my fault today. I'm a grandfather.
There's our, settle down, Dad.
Nothing is my fault. I am a grandfather.
That's his excuse now. Oh, I'm a grandfather. I'm on grandfather duty. You got to start eating more meat. You got to eat more
turkey.
Smooth,
yeah.
Jive turkey.
Yeah, that's the only meat I do eat is jive turkey, buddy.
Hey, Blewett, I don't know if you've ever realized, Yang. Like, Yang, you ask Yang, like, a question. Like, he never really answers. Like, he deflects.
Yeah, he's
like, he changes the subject. Like, he's really, really. Like, I would do a crime with
him. Question being asked to him.
Yeah, I would do a crime with him. Like, I know Yang ain't gonna snitch. Like, he ain't gonna crack.
See, that's what I'm talking about. They asked me a question. What was Gabe? I was doing game time decisions at the time, and I was playing on the playlist.
The Yang would just start going, you know, I hit the button here, and Sean G was doing a show. We were on level one. I got to call
Carl.
The cops would have no
idea what he's talking about.
You don't want to do a crime with me. I won't snitch, but. With sweating and DNA,
bad poker face.
I think,
you know how you see
face.
in like a you know, you see in a cop movie where a guy's being interrogated for hours and he folds under questioning, Yang would break the cops because they would have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, they'd be like, get this guy out of here.
They'd be like, you're free to go. I'm tired of this.
Cam, like, would just be all white and stuff, be sweating.
That's the problem, Gabe. Like, I would never give up. Like, I've been in situations and I've never, like, ratted people out. The problem is I can't help it. Like, when I got a good poker hand, my face gets purple or like excessive sweat, and just there's body changes.
If you play poker,
you gotta wear a mask.
Yeah, but I bet you, even if you wore a mask, a good poker player would pick up on your body movement, and you probably, like, your leg would probably get all excited like a dog or something when you got to get ahead.
Yeah, you're right. Ooh, yeah. I know, you're right. So I don't play poker, Gabe. At blackjack, I don't have to worry about those things.
All right, so Noah Syndergaard is scheduled to pitch tonight.
Yep.
Which has to be very, very strange. You know, we know that Noah Syndergaard is already an emotional guy. Has to be wondering about his future and whether he's going to get traded or not. But the fact that he's pitching tonight, where he's in, you know, he's in the lineup as of right now, means, I guess, they're not going to trade him. I mean, or of course, only the Mets would have, like, wanted to trade him, right, Mike? And then have him start tonight anyways. Like, would they need one more start as a showcase for him? Like, what do you make of this, of him starting tonight? And I understand Erwin Santana got scratched, right, from the AAA team today, which led to speculation that he's on standby.
Well, maybe they're trying to play poker and putting Syndergaard out there as if, and then having teams frantically call them in the run-up to the game. There's an hour. They got an hour and 20 minutes before he's got to take the mound. Hour and 15. He's probably even going through warm-ups right now.
I wouldn't want him warming up if I was trading him. No, that could happen in warm-ups.
I wouldn't either. But he's already in it right now. I bet you'd have to check Twitter to see if he's at the stadium and doing bullpen sessions right now. But what they've done in the last 40 hours has confused everybody, from the three of us to the Buster Olney, Tim Kirchen crowd, to every other baseball writer out there. They trade for Stroman. They trade away Jason Vargas. Now Syndergaard is starting, and they're telling the entire league what they want for him. So none of it makes sense.
All the baseball guys, Rosenthal, Olney, as you stated, these guys, it seems like the Mets are asking for a ton right now.
A ton.
Yeah, a ton.
Well, people, you saw what happened, Gabe, with the when the Jays trade Marcus Stroman, right? There was just like people are like raging on the Jays still. Like, I can't believe you didn't get top 100 prospects and stuff. But it's going to be interesting. I'm thinking about, so Bumgarner. Think about Bumgarner, though. If he goes to the Astros, and then we were talking about the Yankees-Astros thing before, that's a real problem. I don't know about the Syndergaard thing, guys. The way things are sounding, I don't know, man. Yeah, their cards are already out on the table, Blewett, but I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. If Bumgarner goes to Houston, we got the Yankees better fit. They're in big
So what about
trouble.
Tonight, though? Let me put it in betting terms for tonight, guys.
Yep.
I wouldn't want any part of Syndergaard here tonight, would you? I mean, come on, man. Erwin Santana scratched it from Syracuse. He's basically on standby. So what, you got Syndergaard, and go out there and pitch, and we'll let you know. And we'll keep an eye on the dugout, and, you know, keep your phone close to you. We'll let you know if, you know, we get a deal here. Now the Boston Red Sox name is popping up the most, that the Red Sox are getting aggressive about this, that, you know, and there's a Benintendi name out there. That's not going to happen.
That's a big haul. If they trade Benintendi, that's
not
going to
happen.
It's not going to. I
agree. I don't see why they would. They have they have a great outfield.
There's, and also, no one is that bold in baseball, and we're seeing this right now. So there's sort of a lack of movement. And I brought this up, guys, and, you know, we can tie this into betting as well, but I think it's indicative of also the trade deadline and a lack of action. You know, there's all this talk about, well, a lot of teams are still like in the playoff mix. But if you're in a wild card playoff mix, it doesn't bode well for you. You know, no wild card team has won since 2012. The San Francisco Giants, all right? Since then, guys, so there's been 28 wild card teams, 7 years. four per year exactly. So 28. Obviously, out of the 28, since it's a stupid one-game showdown, it eliminates it to 14 after one. You know, after that one game, out of those 14 wildcard teams that won that wildcard game, moving forward, only six of them guys won the next series. Only two of them went on to the World Series. So, if you're playing for
like
a wild card
in 2012, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So if you're playing for a wild card, are you really going to start trading like top prospects and stuff to get the opportunity to play in a one game playoff? And baseball is always looking to get more exciting and stuff. You know what I mean? Give up all these stupid gimmicks, leave the rules the way they are, and actually have a real wild card series, man. You know what I mean? Instead of this garbage one game play in.
I agree. I agree completely. I've always thought it should be a series. I find it unfair that it's a one game playoff. And to your point,
take two out of three.
I'm only making a deal if I am pushing for a divisional title with assessment of me being able to win the World Series. I'm not making deals to try to make that game.
No, teams in that position now, Dodgers, who are true contenders in a World Series? Dodgers, Nationals.
Houston, Yankees.
What about the Cubs? Minnesota? No one brings up the Cubs. Are we discounting the Cubs?
Cubs are.
Still there. No, we can't discount them.
Cam never talks about the Cubs.
No, I don't.
You don't like
Madden. Actually looking at you, Darvish, tonight. Play a pitch it better, 20 cents.
Yeah, I'm just saying, from a betting perspective, you can't bet on Syndergaard tonight. I mean, but I'll tell you what. I said this, Mike, earlier in the week, and I stand by it. If you're the Mets, I wouldn't be trading Syndergaard either. Why? Because he didn't even make that much money. You have the deepest staff in baseball suddenly right now. Now, are you going to win this year? Probably not. But imagine, and let's say even you lose Wheeler, whatever, you go into next year, your big three are DeGrom, Syndergaard, Stroman, and Mattson, and whoever. That's pretty freaking solid. You know what I mean? You already have, you know, you got your McNeils, you got your Alonzos, you got Conforto, you've got a couple of guys already. You're bad defensively, I get it. But there's a lot of big-time free agents out there, you know, this year. A lot of bats are out there. I think the Mets could be competitive with that pitching staff, but also, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't think they can win with the manager that they have either, though. I think that Mickey Callaway needs to go for this team to be a real contender as well, Mike.
Yeah. And concerning, like, for example, the Benintendi thing, you would be, if you're the Sox, you're giving away what you expect to be a corner outfielder for a long period of time for a guy who, despite the heights that he reached, is a pitcher with an injury history now, and you know what the more bankable player is. Are you going to sell out to try to go back-to-back, or have you built up enough depth throughout the organization that you could try to win without him and make the Andrew Kashner-type deals and maybe another one? Their bullpen is a mess. If I'm them, I'm probably focused on starting pitching for a huge price.
The bullpen is horrible. It is horrible. It's one of the worst in the league. Like, next to the Baltimore Orioles, the Mets' pen is awful. Like, they have some real bad arms there. They should get rid of? They already screwed up the Diaz thing. If you can get to the Dodgers, were interested. I don't know what kind of package you can get, but their bullpen's a train wreck. Like, they really need to work on that. They need multiple arms. Game. It's a problem.
It seems that's the biggest sort of, people talk about these starting pitchers. I think they're a little bit overhyped. Like, you know, like, look at Robbie Ray. And I brought this up this morning. Robbie Ray's a nice pitcher, but is Robbie Ray putting the Yankees over the top? Oh, they got Robbie Ray. Oh, Houston's really, you know, they can't beat, you know what I mean? Houston can't beat them now. You know, I mean, I think we sort of overvalue these guys a little bit, but it seems like teams really are more about the bullpen right now. Like, you look at the Los Angeles Dodgers, who are a complete team and pretty much have everything in place. They're going hard after Felipe Vasquez right now, but Pittsburgh's looking for a lot, and there'll be other teams that'll be going after Vasquez as well, guys. You heard you talk about Diaz. I think, you know, Diaz.
They need guys in front of Kenley Jansen. They need guys in front of him.
Yes.
Right now.
Jansen was shaky in the playoffs at times, too. Shaky in the World Series.
And on the Robbie Ray thing, Gabe, would he put the Yankees over the top? I wouldn't phrase it like that. But they are trying to stop the bleeding on a starting rotation right now that isn't performing well and has at least two injuries to Severino and Sabathia that we don't know what we can get out of the rest of the
way. You're saying they need an arm.
While the Yankees rotation isn't as bad as it is performing in the last week, they do need someone.
Yeah, you know what my deal is,
another,
though? Are
another Lance Lynn or J.A. Happ.
Are they signing the same guy over and over again and walking into the same thing? Where they're like, you know what, this guy's pretty good. He's not a star pitcher, but he's very solid. And then he gets with the Yankees, and he's not anymore. Right? There's a lot of similarities between these guys. Like Paxton, Sonny Gray, Happ. Happ's okay, but these guys, it's like, they're good with Arizona. Yeah, it's in the National League. Robbie Ray, it's a National League without the same pressure the American League is as the playoffs and all this stuff. If I'm the Yankees, I brought this up earlier in the week. I almost just feel like telling everyone, hey, be better. You know what I mean? We already paid you guys. You know, we have a good team here. You guys just actually have to go out there and do it. But listen, I'm not opposed to it, but I'm just stating, I don't think the Yankees are going to get gouged to get Robbie Ray. Let's not get carried away about how good Robbie Ray is.
Yeah. And the name you see from the Yankees a lot is Davey Garcia. So a 20-year-old pitcher that can command a major league ready starter, while I understand that people are projecting him to be great, we all know that it doesn't generally work out for those pitchers to come up through a system and be dominant. When does it happen? Not often. So I'm going for the major league ready starter, even if it seems like a little bit of an overpay on the surface.
All right, Mike Blewett with us. He'll be with us for another couple of minutes, and we'll wrap it up. I actually want to get to some fantasy football, but interesting baseball conversation.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Back to live action, fellas. All right, Mike Bubut with us for a couple of more moments. What happened last night, Mike? I understand. Well, you lose your voice this weekend.
I played in a little baseball. I played in a little bit of baseball tournament. My voice was a little taxed just from yelling and, couple of cold beverages, a little bit of yelling in the outfield, and my voice was a little taxed, but better now. Plus, it was my wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Nice. Happy anniversary.
So you spent your wedding anniversary playing softball?
Technically, it was baseball, and the anniversary was last night, not on Sunday.
Oh, you guys play with a hard ball.
Saturday,
you're playing.
When I play.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You get a hotel room, Mike, or you stayed at home?
Last night I stayed home. We're going out to a nice dinner tomorrow night in Manhattan.
That's nice.
I never saw you as like softball guy, like yelling and taking it all serious. Like you keeping stats and everything too?
No, it was just, it's sort of a get together baseball tournament. We played a minor league baseball stadium. It's a lot of fun.
Cool. Oh, you played in a real stadium and everything, too.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, Bowie Bay South down in Maryland.
Yeah, I guess, forgot. Yeah, you got big shot friends in the sports industry. Sirs.
I've done it 11 years.
Minor league stadium. Me and Cam can't book a park in Mississauga. You can book a stadium.
We did. It was fun.
Pete, I retweeted this earlier today.
You love it.
Pete, no, you know what? I would actually. Pete actually said something. It's true. John Gruden says Nate Peterman's growing on me. Of course he is. Nate Peterman's going to be in the NFL for years. And I knew Gruden were going to like him. And there's some guys that are just good in practice. And Nate Peterman's good practice quarterback. He impresses in practice, so he hangs around. All right.
Starter's not very good. That's the problem.
We'll get into some fantasy football with Mike Blewett next time around. He doesn't lose his voice.
AJ Green, too, Gable. Get to the update. The bad news for the Bengals might be multiple games, buddy. Not good at all.
Game Time Decisions continues.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News. Everybody, I'm Dan Scott with the Fantasy News Update. Yes, and the news for the Cincinnati Bengals, as I said, seems to be getting worse by the minute. Receiver A.J. Green now expected to miss at least a few games to start the regular season. They wanted to get him there for the regular season, but that ankle injury sustained Saturday's practice worse than thought. The 30-year-old had minor surgery today to clean it out. He'll now need to miss additional time. He left Saturday's practice on crutches. The weak line move, too. This move being influenced the bookmakers' line. 7.5 favorites were Seattle. Now they sit at -10. Big favorites. Atlanta wideout Julio Jones says he's not going to do any preseason games. He's not playing all preseason. He's still looking for a contract extension on his current deal, which runs until 2020. It would make him the NFL's highest paid receiver if they get it done. Jones confident a deal will get done prior to the regular season. He led the NFL with 1,677 yards receiving last year. Tyreek Hill expected to be fine after limping off the field from practice today. He's not going to miss any time. He was hit by cornerback Bashard Breeland, and he had a leg examined and was placed on a cart, but he's going to be okay. Colts quarterback Andrew Luck missed practice today after suffering a setback with a calf injury. According to head coach Frank Reich, Luck's going to miss at least 2 days of practice, and the 29-year-old has been ruled out for Indy's preseason opener versus Gabe's Buffalo Bills August 8th. Seahawks first-round pick L.J. Collier sprained his ankle today. He's going to miss the entire preseason for the Seahawks. Trent Williams' holdout continues, so the Skins are going to sign Donald Penn to a one-year deal on Wednesday, sources telling the NFL Network. A large payday for C.J. today. C.J. McCollum cashing in big time for the Portland Trailblazers here, as he agreed on a 3-year, $100 million extension with the talented guard. McCollum is still owned $57 million over the next two seasons before the extension begins in 2021-22. The 27-year-old developed into one of the NBA's most reliable scorers. He and Damian Lillard helped Portland to its first Western Conference Finals appearance since the year 2000. McCollum, very solid, averaging 21 points, 4 boards, and 3 assists across 70 games. But the big news, he amped up his production in money time in the playoffs, averaging close to 25 points in 16 games. Live baseball on the go. San Diego and Baltimore, wow, the Orioles have just tied it up 5-5. We are 5-5 now. What a comeback by the Orioles here. We're in the middle of the seventh. Machado, home run 26 for the Padres. Tatis, number 18. Tatis has gone back-to-back in 2 days in a row to lead off the game. Minnesota Wild have fired GM Paul Fenton after just one season. Under Fenton, Minnesota missed the postseason for the first time since 2011. Prior to being hired, Fenton worked with the Nashville Predators organization for 20 years under David Poile as assistant GM to the team. The Wild now looking at Ron Hextall about the GM vacancy. The Ottawa Senators trading goaltender Mike Condon and a sixth-rounder to Tampa Bay for veteran forward Ryan Callahan and a second-round pick today. Callahan diagnosed with a disc disease of the lumbar spine. Doctors said you shouldn't play hockey anymore, but he is going to. He's got 1 year left on his deal, which carries a $5.8 million cap hit. Baseball, San Francisco and Houston discussing a possible trade for Madison Bumgarner. We heard a lot about these reports. Nothing done yet, but this story true according to Tim Brown of Yahoo Sports. Houston also mentioning in talks for right-hander Zach Wheeler of the Mets and left-hander Matt Boyd of the Detroit Tigers. 14 games on the slate now. Gabe and I are going to break them down in the 6 o'clock hour after my update. Let's go through it. Arizona and the Yankees, Pinstripes, -230, 11.5, Clark and half. Atlanta, -115 at Washington, 10.5, Tehran and Petey. We got San Francisco at Philadelphia, Bills,
minus 30 cents, 10.5, Beattie versus Smiley, 4 games at 7-10. We got Houston laying 35 cents to Cleveland. Great pitchers duel, Verlander and Bieber, 9 flat in that one. Tampa Bay, Boston, Boston laying 45 cents, 9.5, Morton versus Price, another good one. Pittsburgh at Cincy, Reds minus $1.45, 9.5, Musgrove and Rourke. Minnesota laying 45 at Miami. Eggs, Arizzi, and Gallon, 8 is your total. 8.05, Seattle and Texas. The Rangers laying 30 cents, 11.5. Leak versus Heredo, 8.10. Mets minus 150 at the White Sox. Syndergaard versus Lopez. Yes, Syndergaard to start. He is still pitching 9. 2 more at 8.15. Toronto, Casey, Pickham, Reed Foley versus Montgomery. 10 is your total. Cubs laying 25 cents at the Cardinals. Darvish versus Wainwright, 8.5. Dodgers minus 160 at Colorado, 14.5. Urias versus Freeland. Detroit taking on the Angels and Milwaukee at Oakland. Hey, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency, host Red Heat and Rage Hour 2. Thanks to Mike Blewett for stopping by. And we'll talk to Big Man on Campus about the baseball betting board and a whole lot more. So stick around, everybody. If it moves, you can bet on it. Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up next on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions. All right, level two. Game time decisions, ready to rage. Our radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio network. I'm Gabe Morency, live at the FanDuel Sportsbook, Meadowlands, the racetrack, East Rutherford, New Jersey. Cam Stewart throwing it down with us. Big Man on Campus will join us from Philadelphia in a couple of moments. We've got MLS All-Star Game tomorrow night against Atletico Madrid. I'm looking for a line right now. I don't see one. Can't find one right now. It's tomorrow, but I'll tell you what. I'll take the over tomorrow night in this game, Cam. Should be some goals.
I'm looking for you right now. Club friendlies? No. Just list there. I'll keep on scouring. You know, Mr. Green, he makes it very difficult to find it with those color fonts, but he might have something listed. Have you checked them, Gabe, yet, or no?
I'll look right now.
I got Champions League qualifying, Super Cup, Europa League qualifying.
Oh, see, look how they handle it. Upcoming matches, next 12 hours. See, there's so many games.
Yeah,
not even like,
yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, they're like, yeah, shut up. We'll get to it tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. We got to deal with Lithuanian games tonight.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Sorry.
They're like, we got 40 games in the next 12 hours. Screw off, you know?
Yeah, he's basically giving me the F off. I'm with you.
Look. All right. See, you have to go into. It's annoying here, but you know where to go.
I know it is. Yeah, it's at the bottom.
The Americas.
Go into the Americas. Might be there. Let me see. Yes, USA MLS. Let's do this. Let's click.
No, but I bet you it'll just be MLS games.
You're right. Nothing there. Nothing there yet. We'll keep on.
You know what it'll be under tomorrow? International friendlies.
Yes, international friendlies.
And look, I click international, and it says this page is no longer available. Yeah, like I said, I guess they're waiting. They probably want to see the lineup for Atletico Madrid and stuff like that. We'll ask Big Man about this, but should be some goals. We'll look at the history of the All-Star game, the scores. Another thing is, too, I guess it's Shark Week this week, so I guess it's fitting. My boy Osborne, Joe Osborne, a good guy on Twitter over at Odd Shark, actually retweeted out some facts about the WNBA. Teams first quarter and first half ATS numbers for WNBA teams.
Amazing.
There's three WNBA games tonight, actually, and maybe we'll take a look. So Jason's in Wisconsin. He says he only needs a minute to throw the picks because, we've got a guest coming up here. We're going to a break here, Jason. So what do you got for us, Jason? What's going on? How you doing?
How you doing, Gabriel? Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you, Jason.
Yeah, hear you.
I wasn't sure because I'm on this stupid Bluetooth, and, I prefer to talk into a phone or into a microphone, not this silly Bluetooth.
Yeah, you'd be better off. Like, Yang should know better than to be putting people on. Bluetooth.
He wasn't sounding like that, man. He wasn't sounding like that earlier. He jumped on the Bluetooth right there. Oh, man, come on, Jason.
me and Yang are like yin and yang, and I'm yang, so we're all good. All right. Yang are cool.
Okay, listen.
Anyways, a couple quick picks here. We got a three-team parlay, and I like, this is like as of an hour ago, because I don't want to change this and mess up the phone call, but I got the Cubs, the money line on Cubs, Houston, the money line, and the Twins, the Minnesota Twins, the money line. I got plus 901. I'm still changed, but that's my three things.
Did you hear him, Cap?
Yeah, you got Twins, Cubs, Astros, money line, three-game parlay.
All right. All right. No more Bluetooth, Jason. No more Bluetooth.
Can you hear me better now? Okay, check it out.
Hey, man. Oh. Why did you do that originally?
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Just for the record, Yang, the official scorekeeper has judged that. And that's a home run. It's a home run.
Hey, buddy, how that a home run? I spoke to the guy. But he's like, he sounded so crispy clear. Like, I heard exactly what he said. I need 1 minute. I said, all right, buddy, I got you. You know, I mean, they got Mike Blewett on right now, but.
Yeah.
See, and then he jumped on the Bluetooth like he was doing me a favor, man. He don't know, man. I just gave up an earned run, man.
Like he was earned
run. No, that was like a 2 or 3 run shot. It was like a 2 or 3 run shot, like just like that. Like you know what I mean?
Good too, man. I had the slide ball, I had the curveball, and the slider working.
Listen, I swear to God, people, if anyone ever calls and you're on Bluetooth speakerphones, headphones. Or anything else, you're banned. You're banned. Moving forward. You know, wow. It's to the point where like, this is
putting your foot down. I like it. Putting your foot down.
But I hope Jason hears that because next time he does that, I'm going to just drop him really quick. He's going to be gone really fast.
The thing is, listen.
He gone.
We like Jason, but it's a problem when Neil Armstrong was clear from the effing moon in 1969, okay? Like, you know, like basically like half the people that call can't talk and any other people that can talk don't know how to talk into a phone. It's like it's a bad combination. It's like Jim Rome said, less of you, more of us.
All right. So I'm going to take those 3 run shot as unearned runs, buddy.
Yang's scoring himself.
Yeah. I love. No, you know what, Yang? You're like the bullpen. You're like the pitching coach, and the relievers suck. That's you.
Yeah.
Like you want credit when the pitching goes well, but when the pitching goes bad, you throw the pitchers out of the bus. You notice that, Cam? He's quick to blame others all the time. Never his fault.
I said it was never my fault, man. I'm a grandfather.
No, that baby. He softens me up with baby photos. You know, I look, I go. Those
I know. Yeah, I see, yeah. See, don't fall for that.
Yang's smart.
I'm sure
smart.
Now he big knows. Man's going to come on now. He's going to go, oh, Yang's a great guy. You guys are too hard on him. What's going on, big man?
Do well, guys. He is a great guy. I love him. I think you're always way too hard on him. And
He butters you guys up off the air. He's very enthusiastic, isn't he? Hey, what's up, big man? You ready to go, fella? He gets people going. I'm going to give you that. But
hey, anytime I talk to big man, I say, hey, listen, we got the bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth. Need you to pitch in, buddy. He's like, yeah, I got it. Let's set it. And I'm like, all right, that's why he's in the batter's box, buddy.
Yeah. That's why we're all right. I'm just dating. Like, all right. We got to move forward, but. Yeah. For the love of God, Jason. Like, come on, bro. Like, don't use Bluetooth ever again. Like, all right. What's up, big man? So, listen, I was just talking. I don't know. I was looking for a line. I don't see one. We can't find one anywhere for the MLS All-Star game tomorrow against Atletico Madrid.
Yeah, it'd probably be out the day of, I would imagine. Hey, by the way, Gabe, if I could say one thing about callers, can I make a point or no?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sure. Yep, your 4 is yours.
Less Bob from Vermont, more of everyone else.
I gotta be honest with you, big man. Bob's hitting winners at the track. Like he's hitting superfectas, and you know he's getting things
done. Last night he was 3-1 with 400 dogs too.
Yeah, I know. Bob's.
I need to hear more from like other callers.
Yeah, I don't think you do actually.
Morenzi. he's killing me, man. I was in a bad mood today, too, Gabe. You're making me laugh.
Yeah, I'm in a bad mood myself. I'm about to.
I know. Trust me, we just gotta laugh now. We're like, it's like Gabe. I feel like we're, you know, those old guy Ward Orphan Stadler just at the Muppet Show, just ready to snap at any minute. We just got
yeah,
it.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, for the record, I like the over tomorrow in that All-Star game.
Oh yeah.
Atletico just scored like 7 goals the other day. Now you got MLS All-Stars coming in here, and it's pretty nice MLS All-Star team actually. You look at what they're rolling out here. So, you know, there's worse. I've been on stupider things. There's worse ways to spend a Wednesday night. It's tomorrow night, not tonight. But that's what I'll be looking at. I don't really think I'll play a side. If I had to, I'd probably play Atletico, to be honest, big man. But I'm going to play the over in this game. It should be some goals.
Atletico put up 7 goals the other night. I think you mentioned that against Real Madrid. I mean, one game, and that's impressive.
Yeah, how do they not score three here against MLS?
Sure. I would think the total is probably, I would think like 3.5 at least, probably.
Or, yeah, it'll be 2.5, but like what? -220 or something like that?
Sure.
Come on, man. Somebody's got to have a number out there.
We'll keep on looking.
Yeah, it's usually out the day of, I would think, or maybe later tonight, 24 hours before.
I'm talking to the people in the chat instead of smart-ass comments. Maybe you guys can help us out a bit here. No one's immune here. The callers, the chatters. Yeah, everybody's got something to say. Find us a number, all right? Find us a damn number. So what are you betting on baseball tonight, big man, or are you just looking at football now?
I took a shot with the Giants tonight. I think – you know, BD's starting to pitch pretty well, has some confidence. He's been good in July. There's just a lot about this Phillies team I just don't really like. And their bullpen stinks. I don't love their lineup. I'm not a Drew Smiley guy. It's hot. Balls should fly out in Philly tonight. But I like the way BD's pitching. I'll back the confidence. I like the way the Giants are playing. You know, they're obviously in a playoff contention. I'm not sure they'll make it, but they're involved. I think that's
plus 160.
I'll take a plus price. I like Beattie a little bit here.
Interesting how you're a big homer, big man, when it comes to the Eagles and the Sixers, but not the Phillies.
No, but no, Gabe, he's critical. He's critical. Like, when his team's
no, he just doesn't like the Phillies.
I want to make this clear. I have nothing against the Phillies at all. In fact, I hope they do well. I don't think they're run properly right now. I think there's a lot of things that they need that they haven't done. I think this team could have been pretty good. Unfortunately, they had no direction as far as pitching is concerned. They just feel like they're going to just roll through and everything's going to be fine. They should have signed Dallas Keuchel. It's very simple. And now they're kind of scrounging and bringing in guys like Jason Vargas. I don't like the way they're run. I didn't like a Bryce Harper contract personally. I don't have anything against them. I don't think they're very good personally.
You know, we're going to get into the baseball, me and Cam, after, but a couple of intriguing spots here. Verlander, -142 against Cleveland and Bieber tonight. Interesting
Bieber's
game.
Bieber's hot. Bieber's hot, though, Gabe. You see the last guy. Like, he's Cleveland's, like, when I look at him, he looks fantastic. I want to take him, but Verlander's too good.
I actually like that spot a little bit for Cleveland. I think that game could be won late. I like Cleveland's bullpen a little bit more than I like Houston. That could be a nice little plus money price. Cleveland's playing great right now.
Yep. I'm looking at it.
I don't like getting in front of Verlander.
That's the problem, Gabe. I don't like getting in front of Verlander
either.
There are
a few Houston players, though. If you look up in the left, there's like 3 or 4 players that have real good numbers in a lot of at-bats. You know, 30 at-bats, 20. There's some guys that can hit him. So, you know, I agree with you. I don't love going against Verlander, but maybe a good spot.
Here's some numbers for Verlander. The Houston Astros are 23-5 in his last 28 starts on the road. 28 road starts. They're 6-1 in his past 7 against AL Central teams. They're 4-0 in his past 4 starts against teams with a winning record. Meanwhile, the Indians, as you mentioned, they have been hot. They've rattled off 7 wins in their past 8, 7-1 in their last 8 home games. They're 36-16 in the past 52 overall. and they're 8-2 off a day off. And with Bieber, they're 7-2 at home with him. The last nine times he's pitched at home, they're 7-2, 21-8 in his past 29 overall starts. Very impressive for Bieber. And 7-3 in the past 11 games against teams with a winning record. Yeah, this game might be better off stayed away from, but sounds like you guys are leaning with the Tribe. I lean with the Astros, but nevertheless, we'll see if Big Man's got a hot college football pick for us, future NFL future, and then we'll jump into the baseball. Game time decision.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot at opening a sports wager account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grit and you'll receive a free bet up to $500. That's a free bet up to $500 when you open up a sports wager account at FanDuel.com/grit. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in total control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager up to 500 bones today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details.
Thank you very much, Cam Stewart. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down at FanDuel Sportsbook, Meadowlands Racetrack in New Jersey. Big Man on campus with us. 6-5 right now, Baltimore. They're in the eighth inning. It's too bad I didn't jump on the over. I actually liked the over in this game.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Yeah, 6-6-5, Cam.
Yeah, I need them. I took a shot today with Baltimore. I was almost too embarrassed to tell you on the show because like it was already 3-0 Padres. I'm like, here we go again. But they're grinding. One thing about Baltimore is, think about it, man. Like, I know they got smoked the other night, but they were 7-3 in their last 10 before a couple games. They're really playing better. Like, they're a team, and they're plus two. They were plus 225, 230 today, Gabe. Big dogs.
Charlie Morton and David Price, an interesting game tonight. Tampa and Boston, big series. Like playoff implications. You do,
that's
huh?
A good price Morton? For Morton? Yeah, Morton's awesome. David Price? Whatever. Well, Charlie Morton's better. I don't like. Here's the problem. Boston's bats are better than Tampa Bay's. I think Tampa Bay has a significant pitching advantage with Morton. I'm getting plus 125. I'm going to take a shot with the Rays tonight. Charlie Morton's the real deal.
You know, David Price been good. The Red Sox win when he's on the hill, 32-15. That's a record with him on the hill, 47 starts.
Morton will blow you away, Gabe, how good he is. He's awesome.
I know Morton pitched well against the Sox last week, too, but we'll get into that. I'm just going to bring up the Tampa Bay Rays are 4-10, their past 14 games on the road against teams with a winning record. They're 1-4, their last five attempts against southpaw pitchers as well. But we'll get to that. All right, so before we get Big Man out of here, some NFL news. Tyreek Hill leaves today. Nothing's too serious. And I guess people were cheering on both ends. They were cheering that he was okay, and then people were cheering that he got hurt as well.
Karma.
Yeah, and, you know.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Listen, I don't think he'll get hurt, Karma, Big Man, but I guarantee you, and I said this, hopefully he doesn't kill his girlfriend or his wife or the kid, like, down the road. I don't think he'll kill the kid, but he might hurt. I'm willing to guarantee you that, like, sort of like OJ, like, he'll screw up again. You know what I mean? Because he keeps on getting away with stuff, and he'll do something. Maybe even this year. I think Tyreek Hill will end up in jail one day, or at least out of the NFL. That's my bet is, like, if they took my bet
here, good bet.
I would say Tyreek Hill gets booted out of the NFL in his lifetime. Like, he gets booted out eventually.
What's the number?
Plus 800. I want plus 500.
I want, you need a little bit more, and then I'll bite. I'm with you.
Guys, this is a major problem in this country. We continue to not look at warning signs. This guy is a scumbag. Tell me how you take fertility drugs to help your wife. You get a 4-game suspension. This guy breaks his kid's arm, beats a kid up and doesn't get one day of a suspension, which just happened out of midair. The kid breaks his arm. He's a scumbag. I have nothing but bad things happen to him. F him.
He is. And, you know, he said earlier in the week that, he busted the kid up, Cam, because he was teaching a kid how to box.
Right.
And then he said,
3 years old.
He said, well, and then emotions kind of got high. So what, a sparring session with a 3-year-old got out of hand and you decked him?
Yeah, the kid.
I don't understand. The kid clipped him, like, gave him an uppercut, and he decided to teach a kid a lesson. He's full of it. He beats his kid.
Well,
and the wife is in on it, too. She covers it up, too. She's guilty, too, bro.
I'm with you. She's just as bad as him.
She's no victim.
She's no victim. I agree.
But look,
bad state of affairs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what's even more pathetic? Is the people that, live behind, the fake argument, big man. Innocent until proven guilty. If he would have, if he would have done it, they would have known about it and stuff. No. The kid's beat up. The mother won't say who did it. He won't say who did it. So it's hard to prosecute when neither of them are no, the kid hurt himself on his own type thing. What are you going to do? Short of ripping the kid out of the house, and you can't do that. You know what I mean? Legally, they can't really do anything. But if the mother wants to keep looking pointing or snitching on him, what are you going to do? And you know why she doesn't report it? Because she's probably scared he'll freaking kill her after.
But the kid, I'm not sure I get, how is there no, isn't that, the kid's 3 years old. I'm no lawyer, but.
Now he's five.
If you're under the care of, okay, but if you're under, if I'm under the care of my mother only, and I go to school every day with bruises on my face, and I look shocked, what are they going to do? They're going to pull me away from my mother. What's the proof? He's under your care. He's not being cared for. I don't understand why, because Tyreek Hill is an NFL player. That doesn't connect to it. So we're going to allow him to raise his child. What's his child? Beat himself up?
If this was some dude that was living in the projects of Philly, the kid would be gone. The kid would be gone. They'd rip the kid from him socially.
Yeah, he'd never seen
him. Tyreek Hill is a billionaire. Yeah. The Chiefs are backing him. He's got serious lawyers. And you know what I mean? It's just rich people get away with things. Look at Jeffrey Epstein for years.
Excellent point.
You know what I mean? Rick Cam, it's true though, right?
Under the water. Yeah, well, know what they have in their life? They're
look
called
at today
pictures.
Now. With the, look at today. Exactly. Yeah. Look at today with Zeke Elliott. That a guy says Zeke Elliott ran me over on a street because he was late for practice. And it was a couple of days before a playoff game, and the Cowboys covered it up with the cops. He's suing the cops and the Cowboys. Basically saying that Jerry Jones, covered up, got the cops to cover up Zeke Elliott's stuff, which I actually believe they would do. I don't think they would. Yeah,
Gabe, they do this almost at a high school level. What do you think they're going to do at a professional football level, right? Come on.
I just hope for that kid, that little child, that he is safe and nothing happened. It's just a shame. You want to help people like that. You want to help kids like that. It's real sad.
Adrian Peterson, he beat his one kid, and then don't forget, remember the other kid dies
with the stick.
Yeah, he was beaten with a cable or whatever. But he had another kid with a woman in Minnesota, and she was living in the projects in a total dump. The kid was getting beat up. She was getting beat up. The kid died. You know what I mean? But he didn't care. Hey, was it my kid? He was paying off. These guys are ruthless, bro. And we want to put him on a pedestal. But I was going to say Andy Reid has sold his soul. He sold his soul to win. You know, that's what it comes down to. He knows Tyreek Hill is a monster. You know what I mean? He probably knew Kareem Hunt is a jackass in real life. They knew about Frank Clark. They just traded for him. The Kansas City Chiefs just, quite frankly, don't care. Right? They're almost going out of their way and just to say, we don't care. But if Tyreek Hill eventually does something, it's on the Kansas City Chiefs.
But that's it. Yeah, it's true.
But that's Andy Reid. Andy Reid is much more than a – he's just a friend to a lot. He doesn't want to, make any waves on anybody. That's what he does. He's an enabler. He's a total enabler. That's what he is. He allows it to happen because, he just doesn't want to make any waves with anyone. That's what he is.
I think he's like, oh, come on, Tyreek. Stay out of trouble. And you don't think he gets like disciplinary? Like, listen, it's not his job to like police these guys, but as a football team, as a coach, he can say, look, I don't want these guys on my team. Right?
Like, you know, your foot down too. Yeah,
but they're not. They're giving him a contract extension.
No.
They're going to make him rich.
Yeah, sad.
And then, oh, and that won't backfire, Cam, at all, right? Now you're going to give Tyreek Hill $60 million. Oh. Like, oh, he's going to be real responsible now.
Listen, there, you know this as well as anybody.
He's
going
to end up getting kicked out of the league. He's going to get kicked out of the league.
There's a reason why you have first-round talent and you got drafted in the fifth round. It's pretty damn simple. Right? When he's at Oklahoma State, the guy was a problem.
It's really well said.
All right,
I got to ask you guys. Before I go, I want to ask you guys. I was looking at some, you know, I've been looking at every team. I've tried to do something on every team. I want to be, prepared for these teams. I got to tell you guys, and I mean this. You know, a team I love this year. I think they can win the NFC. In fact, I'm going to bet them.
Atlanta?
I really like this Vikings team. No, the Vikings.
I like the Vikings too. I like the Vikings a lot.
I mean, that receiving core is as good as they're as good as anybody.
I know
their offensive line's great.
Cousins better figure it out, man. He's got to step up in games. It's all about
I've
Cousins.
Been on the Vikings bandwagon and Zimmer bandwagon for years, but I don't trust Kirk Cousins. That's simply what it comes down to. I don't trust Kirk Cousins. I don't like him.
I don't either, and that's my only knock on him is, look, he's never missed a game. I think in the last 4 years, he hasn't missed a game in the NFL. True. But last year, I mean, he threw over 4,000 yards. He had a pretty good season. He has to be better,
he's
though.
A
that's the one
potter.
Knock. If they had,
you know who he is? He's one of the fantasy. Like an NBA player, big man, that at the end of the night, you're like, look, scored 21 points, 22 points. He's like Andrew Wiggins or something. It's like, yeah, he throws for three touchdowns, 318 yards, but he doesn't win.
That's an excellent
big
analogy. Games. Both Minnesota, too. Very true.
Yeah, you hear what I'm saying?
Fantasy guy.
Has a good year, reality. Though, let's say he has a Nick Foles type of year. They're good enough, and that's a really good football team. Great defense.
I wonder if Dalvin Cook stay healthy? It's another thing. Dalvin Cook hasn't stayed healthy. It's 2 years now, guys, and he wasn't healthy at Florida State either. There's a pattern here. And then thirdly, I love him, and, man, he was an ATM machine, and he was the best coach in football when it came to the spread. But I wonder if the NFL is starting to pass Zimmer by a little bit now, the new modern NFL. You know, I'm wondering. But, all right, good stuff with Big Man. We'll definitely do this again. We'll get into some more football. I agree. You like him better than the Bears?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I like the
Bears
better.
Defense.
The Bears defense from Kirk.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
On sports will drive you mad.
It will.
Bang your head.
Bang your head.
All right, game time decision.
Hey, Gabe, the Orioles are up 3.
Page Radio.
Keep.
Good for you.
Yeah, nice. It's not over yet. I've seen their bullpen before. I like the 3-run lead, but it's not over yet. 6 outs to go.
Yeah, well, we're talking NFL. I wanted to bring up, too, your boy Mike Evans goes down today.
Yeah,
I don't know. They're thinking it's just cramps. Just cramps.
I hope it's cramps. I got that guy in a keeper league, too. I'm very high on Mike Evans this year, but hopefully it is just cramps.
It is nearly that time for fantasy football drafts. I like to wait still a couple of more weeks as we see players are dropping on a daily basis.
My boy Vizine Vince, he does it right. It's annoying for everybody, but we do it Labor Day. We do the Labor Day Monday. The preseason's over. I understand. With these guys having drafts now, say, like, key players are going to get hurt. It changes, like, the order. It's like a domino effect. Like, I think you got to wait to do it as close to the season as you can.
You know, we do, Kev.
You guys do it.
Because everyone's dying. Like, I'm getting people now already. When's the draft?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, why do you want to have a draft now? Like, AJ Green's, everyone's going out. Everyone's hurt every day. You want to know, like, with the real big picture. For me, the next night, basically after week three of the preseason.
So the preseason, they'll play that
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, those games. Pretty much that Sunday. So kind of like August 23rd type thing. August 21st, 24th, around that time of the year all the time. You know what I mean? Because no one's playing in that fourth preseason game anyways.
Nothing's going to change from the third to last. You know the depth charts. The last game is basically pointless anyway. I'm with you. We do one that time, and the one I do with my friends, we just do on the Labor Day because it's a day off for everyone anyway. We just have a barbecue, come over to my place, you know, and just draft the team. So I'm with you, though. You could do it late August. People are jonesing right now. You're right, Morency. Foaming at the mouth.
Oh, no, football season.
Football season, man. Baseball's driving people nuts. It's hard to bet baseball.
People are done with it.
Baseball playoffs, though? Amazing. We love the baseball playoffs. That's when baseball is real fun.
So looking at the baseball games here tonight, let's start off last through the board here at the Yankees, Hap, and the D-backs. So we'll see. Maybe Robbie Ray is going to be staying in New York, won't be going back with Arizona. We'll see. Yankees are minus 225 tonight against Clark. Clark Bar. Clark gave up two runs, two solo home runs, and four hits. Struck out seven in six innings against Baltimore on Wednesday. He's 2-0 over his last four starts. He's given up 11 home runs in seven games, though.
So long ball, little.
This is interesting. What do you make of this? His wife gave birth to a baby girl just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, could be a good thing, or is it going to be like Yang and ready to play, focused baby pitchers for the guys in the clubhouse?
No, I thought you were going to say he's going to be like Yang, distracted, unfocused.
Oh,
looking at baby pictures and
I'll tell you one thing though: when you're giving up home runs, Gabe. The Yankee Stadium on a beautiful night. It's gorgeous here. It's like 90 degrees with humidity.
Yankees,
I gotta believe
it's
the same in New York. The Yankees, everything that's a fly ball is going out. I think the over is probably worth a look, but I'm more Sammy Sides rather than Tom Total. But I like the over. Even they should
get
12. Arizona could hit too. Hap's been pretty basic. He's got an ERA of 5.23. I think the over is the play.
Fetty is in place of Scherzer. What do you make?
Fetty.
Recall from Double A Harrisburg.
Who's Iron Maiden's mascot? Eddie.
It's Eddie
and Fetty. Yeah, Eddie. Hey, what's up, Eddie? Fetty's going tonight against the short price for Fetty because I guess people don't really.
I lean with the Braves. I'm passing on this game, though. This just has disaster written all
over it. Oh, I'm with you. Pass. Washington, Atlanta. No thanks.
I'm even going to pass
the next game. Yeah, San Francisco.
San Francisco. Philly. Yeah, that's a tough one, too. You got Beanie.
Could win.
You got Fetty. What's up tonight? Fetty on the hill? Beanie?
Fetty and Beanie? You're right.
He's got Tyler Beanie eyes. Beanie eyes. Tyler Beanie versus Drew Smiley. What the hell is going on with their names tonight? Beanie, Smiley, Fetty?
Beanie. Yeah, some real weird ones. Exoterese's going so
Listen, San Francisco are hot. I'm not getting enough with Petey on the road here, though.
I'm with you. It's not Van Halen, it's Verhagen. Like, what the hell's going on? You're pitching for the Tigers tonight. Might as well pitch.
Odorizzi. Who the Marlins? The Marlins didn't play the Twins last year, right?
I'm gonna tell you. I have three dogs in the kennel
Zach
tonight.
Gallen.
I got.
You're filling the tank. Cam's filling the tank. What is Zach Gallen?
Wouldn't mind a gallon of good wine. I said, what a name too, Zach Gallen. Yeah, baseball has the best names. I'm telling you, Gabe. I get the Gallinator at 25 cents. I'm in. Odorizzi's been horrible recently. Have you seen his numbers? Oh, man, he's really struggling. I'm going to take a shot with the Marlins. It's crazy.
He gave up a season-high 9 runs in his last start.
Yeah, really bad. I really want to take Miami tonight. play.
That's a ballsy pick, but I kind of like where you're going with this.
I'm just picking like, I don't know if Baltimore is going to win. We keep on doing these stupid parlays. I had some good picks last night with Washington, a couple others. The Reds, Padres parlay won. The Jays game really broke my heart because I really liked that under. But you know what, Gabe? I'm going to stick to, I got to be more old school and just take a game that you think.
Betting on the Marlins is not being disciplined, but it is plus 136.
No, but you know baseball gambling. Like like I know a lot of good gamblers. You're going to bet on bad teams sometimes. Like the Orioles are, you're getting plus 220. You're right. Miami is not a great team, but they've been playing better recently. They beat Arizona. Like they're not giving up. And I'll tell you, like Odorizzi, the Twins should be able to get it done, but I don't know. It's very small play. I'm taking the Marlins. It's not my favorite dog, but it's going to make the list.
You know what? I'm going to jump on it.
Very small.
I'll play them. Plus 136.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Last night, Cincinnati beat the crap out of the Musgrove and Tanner Roark tonight.
I kind of like Cincinnati again. Don't you?
They're streaking the Reds. The Pirates have been in a complete free fall, bro, over the last, like, 3 weeks.
I'm going to lay the 35 cents with the Reds. I think Rourke's okay. If he pitches well tonight, maybe he gets traded too. Yeah, it's
pass.
A, no, that, see, that's a smart move, probably passing on that game. But
this next game, though, we sort of – I'm taking Red Sox. David Price.
Really? Yeah. I like Tampa Bay. I got three dogs tonight, three dog night. Like
and you're thinking
man,
Indians?
Right?
I was thinking Astros.
Yeah, my dogs right now I'm looking at Indians, Tampa Bay, and Miami, all plus 125, plus 125, and plus 135. And I got another small dog. Actually, they're favored.
Seattle are hot. They're 7-3 in the last 10.
I was actually looking at Seattle, too.
Against Gerardo.
I think Seattle can win that game, too. I'm not laying it down with Texas. No way.
You got this Syndergaard stuff. What do you make of the White Sox game?
I like the Mets. Thing is, I kind of like the
I want to take
the
White
Mets, Sox are
weird. So listen, but if they don't trade Syndergaard, is he going to be pissed off or is he going to be happy? Is he going to go out there and pitch well? I don't know.
It's kind of, well, here's you. It doesn't matter what they tell you, whatever. Like, say you were going to do something. You do a show regardless. Does Syndergaard have the same attitude? Like, I'm just going to go to work? Like the professionals, right? I got to believe he's just going to show up for work and say, well, would have been nice to go to a contender, but I'm here. We got Marcus Stroman. Funny, you know, to a Syndergaard, part of the Jays organization, Stroman over there. It's like the Mets are Toronto East down there. But we'll see what happens. The Mets aren't far away. They just have to really improve that bullpen. I think there's a lot to like. Conforto's good. Fraser, you got some hitters on that team. Pete Alonso. There's a lot of pieces I like on that team. Their bullpen is atrocious, though. They need a lot.
What do you make? I brought this up, and I think you agreed. I think the Blue Jays are a play-on team down the stretch here. Their bats are coming alive. They're playing loose. But what about tonight, though, again? Sean Reed Foley's been pretty good.
Yeah, here's the thing. The Jays are pick 'em. The young hitters they have,
they're
all
better
play
than
each
the
other
Royals.
AAA. They are. They have a good chemistry. We should have took them last night as a dog instead of the under, and you talked about it live. It was the play. We could have got a real big number. I am taking the Blue Jays at a pick 'em price. Hopefully Reed Foley shows up against Kansas City. I think they get it done. Montgomery's horrible, too. The Jays can hit him. Let's go. I'm taking the Blue Jays. Pick them. They made the card.
Big series between Chicago and St. Louis. They're tied 56-49. Yeah. They have identical records. Yu Darvish has finished at least six innings in a season-high, four straight starts. He's a little bit of a roll right now over his last four starts. ERA of under 3, 64 strikeouts and 55 in a third innings. For Darvish, opponents hitting just 209 against him. Meanwhile, Wainwright is kind of up and down. You don't know what you're going to get from him. You know,
I'm taking
tough
the
game
Cubs.
Tonight. I'm going to look at a
Cubs.
Pass. You're taking a Cubs.
It's only 25 cents. Yeah, I got a six pack. Two favorites, a pick 'em, and three dogs. And the Cubs are going to be a small favorite tonight. 25 cents. You're right about Wainwright. He could be very good, or he could be hit. I think this is a good spot for the Cubs. I really like what I've seen from Darvish. From fantasy, he's striking guys out. He's going deeper into games, Gabe. I will lay 25 cents. It's a short price on the Cubs tonight. I like them.
This next one, I think you'll probably agree with me. Oakland Athletics to beat Milwaukee tonight.
Who's going? The Basset Hound tonight? That guy's so up and down.
Against, Against Hauser.
Against Hauser? The house always wins. Millhauser. What are we? Hauser and Bassett. Wow, you love the... Remember the tennis player, Carling Bassett. C. Bassett. Milwaukee and Oakland. Yeah, I kind of lean Oakland, Gabe. It's a tough game, though. Bassett's very inconsistent. Hauser's average. 9 total. Yes. Oakland at home should be able to get it done. I don't love the game, though. I can't lie to you.
I like it. It's more of a hunch game. But listen, Milwaukee are fading, Cam.
Nothing wrong with
and
hunch
their
games.
Their big trade deadline. Their big trade deadline acquisition. All right, Jordan Lyles. That's going to put you over the top.
Yeah, that was they just need him to they just need an arm to start a game. What do you think about Van Halen versus Canning tonight? Playing 280 Angels. They'll win tonight.
Will they?
Yeah, they should.
Screw them. Screw them. What about the Dodgers and the Rockies?
Have you seen Verhagen's ERA? It's 14.5. Dodgers and the Rockies. What do we got here? Urias and Freeland.
Yeah, his first start, Van Halen, he gave up seven runs.
Yeah.
Six of them earned. Got an ERA of 14.40. Yeah, Eddie Van Halen will be better.
Yes, exactly. I lean Dodgers, Gabe, but the
pass.
I don't know.
I'm passing there,
60
too.
60 cents? Pass.
All right, you know what I'm going to bet on? We went through it.
I actually do
think the Yankees are going to win at 225, but I don't like these parlays. And whatever, put that aside right now.
No parlays tonight.
Give me the Houston Astros minus 142. Okay, I'm taking the Astros 142, the Marlins plus 134, Red Sox minus 136.
Oh boy, we're in opposite.
Blue Jays minus 112.
Go Jays! We're on that one together.
And then A's minus 122.
Here's my six-pack, Gabe. I'm going to take a shot with the Chicago Cubs, laying 25 cents. Cincinnati Reds, small play, 135. Just going to see if they're streaky. Jays, pick them. I'm with you in that game against Montgomery. Three dogs for you. Cleveland Indians, plus 125. Tampa Bay Rays, plus 125. Miami Marlins, plus 135. That's the six-pack tonight. No parlays.
No totals.
Native Indian parlays, no Angel parlays, Santeria, whatever.
No, those aren't working.
Big favorites. We're done.
Our bad jokes and politically incorrect jokes are not working for us. They're not providing wins.
No, they're not. You're right. We're going to go straight edge tonight.
that's a double.
That's amazing. That's like.
Yeah, Marlins. Is, all right, say. Give me the Red Sox minus 136, the Jays minus 112, Astros minus 142, A's minus 122. Man, I want to take the Mets tonight too.
I do too. Let's take the Mets. Happy to
Mets,
play.
Mets Yankees parlay, New York parlay.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
Now less than 24 hours away from the Major League Baseball no trade deadline, because it seems like other than the New York Mets, nobody really wants to do anything. 23 hours away from the trade deadline, although we do have a slate of baseball games on tap here this evening, and Noah Syndergaard is actually scheduled to pitch tonight. Now, we've got three WNBA games, and I came across some pretty interesting WNBA stats and ATS trends that maybe the raging redhead Cam Stewart will be intrigued by. What's going on, Cam?
I'm intrigued by anything, Gabe. I'm doing okay. Can't lie to you. A little bit upset about our under that lost by a half run last night. It was ridiculous. But, hey, man, you know, we're getting used to it. We're kind of like the boxer. I feel like we're Jerry Cooney. We just keep on getting hit. Hit a parlay with the Reds and Padres, but I guess the Angels met Satan last night, and they changed religions. Anyway, that was pathetic.
Yeah, it seems like our paired parlays, they just don't work. The native parlay, the holy parlay, the public parlay. Yeah,
right.
the Angels blow. Like, they really do. I'm sick and tired of hearing about Mike Trout, too. Dude, if you're so good, like, win a damn game. Get your team into the playoffs. People say, oh, Mike Trout should be more popular. Yeah, maybe if you ever got in the playoffs, bro. You know, you're a couple of games back. I get it. He does a lot. But, yeah, they're a frustrating team. And, man, we called it, Cam, during that game last night. I had a feeling. I know, pretty much word for word and inning for inning, I called it. I should have been betting it along the way. When it got down to 5.5 last night, I said, oh, yeah, this game's going to go over. It's worth the old middle job. And I said, Cam, you know how this goes. 1-1, 3-1, 3-3. Next thing you know, we're sweating it out. And, of course, right, the Jays have to add on three runs. Of course, not two, not one, but, of course, three.
Casey brings in a sidearmer, Gabe, and hit. I'm like, oh, okay. And then just our luck, the one extra run to get in. I'm like, yeah, this is great. Sack fly. Yeah, make it 10. But anyway, you know, we don't live in the past. As you say, that's your saying. We'll find something to do tonight. But, you know, very frustrating. Some good, some bad. I just want to have one of those nights, Gabe. But I'll tell you, the Dodgers, too. Maeda is horrible. They got to do something with that guy. You look at their rotation and him. He might not be seeing any action. He's going to get mop-up duty because he can't pitch.
No, he will not be pitching very much in the postseason, at least when it gets real. All right, Mike Blewett's going to join us. Big man on campus. I've actually got a story that enrages me. But, hey, it's pretty much par for the course. It is what it is. Gamba will feel my pain. He'll know the frustration of getting screwed epically over. Game time decisions continue.